I want to mention one thing that you're going to be hearing a lot of, and I see your question, but it's directly related to what Gary said. And it's called community choice aggregation. And it's something that municipalities can do. In Ulster County, we're going to try to get as many municipalities as we can to pool their purchasing power and direct that to green energy, to just take it back. And by pooling your purchasing power, you can bring down the cost of energy just by sheer aggregation. But then to use that ability to do very sophisticated energy planning, to look at what exists, where the gaps are, where the potential where the actual and potential resources are, and then incentivize that transition on a very rapid scale. The utilities haven't done it, the government hasn't done it, and I have to tell you, NYSERDA and the state of New York, for all the good things they're doing, and a very progressive reforming the energy vision, a REV process, they are also cutting back on the existing rebates fairly aggressively. And at the end of 2016, the investment tax credit will expire unless we can get that renewed, which with this Congress is unlikely. So, this is a time when we should just be investing and subsidizing into a transition to a truly green energy economy. And, you know, sort of one step forward, two steps back. Well, hopefully it's two steps forward and only one step back. But listen for that strange phrase, community choice aggregation. You can sort of substitute local democratic energy production and consumption.
What is it? Can you give an example of what a town would do with its purchasing power? An example of how a town would, how it works with the purchasing, pulling back?
I don't want to get too sidetracked on this. If you go on the website Citizens for Local Power, there's a huge amount of information. We're trying to pilot it in New York State. They have a small pilot in Westchester County, but it's only about aggregation to bring your purchase, your costs down. It's not about energy planning or really creating the transition to a truly green energy economy. We have, for the Mid-Hudson region, a Mid-Hudson Regional Sustainability Plan that NYSERDA invested $1 million per region, $10 million statewide to develop these. It can't be something that sits on the shelf, but the plan is not a plan. It's a lot of data and very high goals. Something like community choice aggregation creates the roadmap for how to get from where we are to where we need to go.
And I just want to add that it's really important to have those local examples that turn out to be test pilots and things that can be replicated in other communities. And that's really where you push the state to play that leadership role by saying, see, we did it here in Ulster County, you can do it in the rest of the state. And I think that's more than anything is going to help move that type of agenda forward on the leadership level.